Lucis Trust, a non-profit, non-political, and non-sectarian organization on the roster of the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations, and concerned with the establishment of world cooperation and goodwill, presents Inner Sight with your host, Robert Anderson. He, with Sarah and Dale McKechnie, President and Vice President of Lucis Trust, will discuss philosophical and spiritual topics essential to everyday life. Now here's your host, Robert Anderson.
Welcome. Inner sight is simply seeing that which is always present, but not yet fully recognized. You have, within you, the ability to see yourself and the world around you in a new way with new eyes. So stay with us, and together we'll look at the world and ourselves with inner sight. Our topic for today, more thoughts on the etheric body. Before we explore this topic, I'd like to say a few words about Alice Bailey, the founder of the Lucis Trust. Lucis Trust sponsors this show. Alice Bailey wrote 24 books of esoteric philosophy, and those 24 books are the main inspiration for the dialogue that you'll hear on this show. The following thought is also from the works of Alice Bailey. There is nothing in the universe, solar, planetary, or the various kingdoms in nature, which does not possess an energy form, subtle and intangible, which controls and conditions the outer physical body. This is the etheric body. The etheric body, of all things, is the conductor of energy. Is that right?
Yes, it's an energy conductor. The etheric body is basically nothing more than energy, but at the same time, nothing less than energy. As we've said in this discussion of this subject, there are millions and millions of threads of force which are conducted throughout the etheric body of any particular form, whether we're talking about a human being or an inanimate object or a solar system. Everything that has a form is possessed of an energy body. And those streams of energy affect the physical body, swinging it into activity according to the type and grade of energy that is dominating the etheric body at any particular time. This is where the creative aspect comes in, where the potential for evolution enters in. But the main point to keep in mind is that all physical bodies, not just of human beings, but of any object, the physical body is the effect. It's just the outpicturing of conditions going on in the etheric body, which are descriptive of the kind of energy that is being conducted through that etheric body. So this has consequences for health, and for the psychological state, if we're talking about a human being, and for relationships and so on.
Yes, relationships in particular. That's another way of looking at relationships, because, if you think about it, that opening thought is a very sweeping statement that includes every manifested physical form in the universe is molded on this thing called the etheric body or the etheric energy. And it's the basis for relationships, if you think about it, because we're all thrown together in this vast sea of etheric energy, or energies flowing through the etheric network, and that is the basis for the very subtle layers of relationship that it brings us all together as one. It's the basis of unity, in fact.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the phone company knows this. They say we're all connected. On that. I think they mean on a different level than the other body. But really, that's an outpicturing, we could say, of what we're trying to describe on etheric levels.
Well, sure. And
lines of transmission, communication.
That's right. And that's what the etheric body does. It's a carrier for all the energies of whatever quality is passing through our physical bodies at the time.
Yes, the dominant energy to which the individual human being or the group or the nation or the world as a whole reacts to is what will condition the etheric body. And that's an interesting thought, because just this week I was listening to a news analyst reporting from Iowa, I suppose because of the political campaign that's underway out there. And she said the major concern in Iowa among voters is terrorism. And I thought to myself, Iowa, when was the last time the terrorists did anything bad to Iowa? Maybe I haven't heard it on the news, but the good people
of Iowa.
Yeah, the good people of Iowa are mainly concerned about the threat of terrorism. And here we are in New York City and London, plodding off to work every day of the week, getting on subways, on the tube if you're British, going about your day, probably not overwhelmed by the idea of terrorism. You try to stay alert and mindful, but until they come and get us, we're going to live our lives. We have things to do. And
best approach, I think, too.
Yes. So it suggested to me that this fear of terrorism, this constant reiteration of the threat of terrorism, really makes an impact on human consciousness, even among people that are very unlikely to be threatened by it. And that, to me, is an example of how the etheric body can conduct an energy, a force, in this case an emotional force, fear, that the whole state, the whole region reacts to.
Right, and it's so often the body through which all the reactive energies flow, and we see it flowing in, say, mobs, public opinion, and where a mob takes over, there is this emotional energy that kind of takes over the whole group of people. And because they're all related together through this etheric network, that energy is just electric. And literally, it is electric, and it flows to everyone in the group. And that's why a mob can become such a volatile group of people in so short a time.
And that would explain the success of dictators and tyrants of all sorts. Who was the man who convinced his flock of followers in Guyana to commit suicide? Jim Jones.
Yeah, right.
It would explain how they can sway the minds or the astral, emotional bodies of their followers, because these tyrants, these dictators, are more dominant. They are more forceful, and the people who follow them are more receptive and less able to keep their own center. But it also would explain how public opinion works, and this is increasingly a phenomenon with the growing mental development of humanity through increasing literacy and education. Public opinion can ignite a lot of human minds with a similar thought, a similar viewpoint, for good or for bad. But the real masters of advertising and of political campaigns are very adept at working with that phenomenon of public opinion for their own ends.
Right, and here again is another example of the etheric network. It's not our bodies are not independent little networks all in themselves. I mean, they are, but we are all connected to the larger etheric network of the whole planet. And therefore, we are a part of a much larger system, and that's why these thoughts, these ideas, which are just energy forms in themselves, are carried along in this etheric network, and they can be transmitted very quickly, picked up and very quickly by anyone who is receptive to them. And that's why public opinion becomes such a strong force. It can, if it's really organized.
And now we have this phenomenon of the World Wide Web, the Internet, which is the medium through which these mass ideas can be relayed literally around the planet instantaneously. And in a way, it's a beautiful example of our power to communicate with each other. But on the other hand, it can be a means for communicating misunderstanding, lack of information, ignorance, prejudgment, ill-founded reactions, and so on. Rumors can be transmitted via the Internet. People can react instantaneously, and they do. And I wonder sometimes whether the need for thoughtfulness and pondering and reflection is completely bypassed.
Well, yeah, that's the human mind has become so awake and so alert and so sensitive that it picks up all of this stuff that's floating around through the air. And this is actually the basis for telepathy, really, from mind-to-mind contact. And there is more of that telepathy going on if we only realized it, because we're picking up thoughts from other people all the time.
But we think they're our own original thoughts.
Yeah, you think they originate with us and say, I have this brilliant idea, but
it's all
10
mine.
Other people down the street have thought of the same thing. So
well,
I mean,
they stole it.
Yeah. And you can't incorporate, you can't copyright your ideas. But anyway, it's a tremendous thing. We have to be more conscious of it, and then we would see it happening.
And if we were more conscious of it, we would be more thoughtful and cautious about what we contribute to the mass consciousness. All our little petty thoughts of selfish, resentful, greedy, acquisitive, or selfish, materialistic, resentful ideas, all of those little reactions that are really often just below the threshold of our own consciousness are nevertheless pouring through this realm that is transmitted into the minds of everybody around us, for good or for ill. One person thinking thoughts of peace, of goodwill, in a unhappy group atmosphere can do wonders to help uplift the consciousness of the whole group. One person thinking ill, filled with suspicion and innuendo and criticism, can do a great deal of damage because people react to these thoughts without even realizing it.
Mm-hmm. For those people who just tuned in, you're listening to Inner Sight. Our topic for today: more thoughts on the etheric body. We have a special offer from Lucis Trust. It's a gift to you, and it's a paper. And the title of the paper is The Etheric Body and the Seven Centers. And what you need to do in order to take advantage of this offer is give us a call on our toll-free number, which is 1-866-695-8247. That's 1-866-695-8247. Once again, the title of the paper: ask for the etheric body and the seven centers. So if you're interested in this show and you'd like to explore it further, that would be a gift to you that you might find enjoyable. You can take a deeper look at the etheric body, and hopefully from there you might, reading the paper, which is more extensive than our show today, the paper itself that you read might be something that might stimulate your interest in the larger books by Alice Bailey that go into great depth on these subjects. But start with this one. Once again, it's called The Etheric Body and the Seven Centers. Give us a call on our toll-free number. The easy way to remember the toll-free number is as follows: 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Think of 1-866 New York LUCIS. LUCIS is LUCIS. And ask for that paper, The Etheric Body and the Seven Centers. All of our Inner Sight programs can be heard on our website at www.lucistrust.org. On the homepage, you'll find a link to today's program, which will be available for hearing in a day or two. Last week's program is already available, and many of our past programs can also be heard. www.lucistrust.org. The theme of each week's program is posted in advance on our website so that you can see in advance what next Sunday's program will be. We appreciate your support. Many of you have been generous with your donations, your tax-deductible donations. That's what keeps us on the air, and it's certainly a measure of your support. So if you'd like to continue hearing these shows every week, as many people seem to want, what you need to do is send us a check or a money order to Lucis Trust, Lucis, L-U-C-I-S, Lucis Trust, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. Once again, Lucis Trust, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. And all of your donations, both large and small, contribute to keeping us on the air. We hope someday that some large benefactor out there would like to underwrite the show, and it would be a monumental tax deduction, and also it would make our job a lot easier as far as not having to go through the stress of paying for these shows every week, which we're honored to do, but nevertheless, sometimes it detracts from our work. All right, once again, our show is The Etheric Body. It's something we've been doing. This is our second show. So, once again, Sarah, you had mentioned earlier about the etheric body. Sometimes I think that so much illness, I'm beginning to conclude that so much illness is a result of what's going on with the etheric body. Would that be a correct assumption?
Well, yes. According to the writings of Alice Bailey, she has a book titled Esoteric Healing, which is one of our best sellers, and it's an in-depth study of disease, and it does say that the underlying condition of physical illness is etheric.
Mm-hmm.
It's an extremely abstruse subject. One can't learn and really understand it without a great deal of study. And it's also, even for real authentic healers, difficult to grasp the nature of disease because, as I understand it, a lot of disease has its origins in the past.
Mm.
And you can't necessarily look at present conditions and say, well, this is why I'm sick. I always hate to hear people blame themselves if they are ill, or the person who is ill, by saying, well, that person has had a bad attitude and this is why they're sick, or they've thought bad thoughts and this is why they're ill. I don't think it's that simple.
Mm-hmm.
But the causes are truly in the etheric body, because that's where the shape, the quality, the conditioning of the physical vehicle is formed, on the level of energy. So if you want to get at the cause, you have to go to the etheric vehicle. And this applies not just to people, but to groups, to nations, to objects. In fact, Alice Bailey said the whole of space is the life of an entity, of a being. And that may sound incredible until you think about the realization that is backed up by science, that we're made of stardust, every one of us, apparently. We are all offshoots of something.
It's amazing to think about, amazing to comprehend. And I guess also science is also acknowledging that everything is one.
Mm-hmm.
It's still difficult for me to understand.
Well, this is what we're trying to get at the base of, but it is very difficult, the oneness of the universe.
Yes, and I think some scientists who are dealing in studies of plasma physics are also recognizing the electrical nature of the universe and the electrical. In fact, there is a book out now called The Electric Sky that goes into all of this, and it describes all the, from studies they've made, the electrical nature of the space itself and the electrical plasma that contained in space. All space is made, seems to be made of this electric plasma. which is simply electrical lines of force. And it's very reminiscent of the etheric body and the many lines of force that make up the etheric body, and the millions and millions of little tiny threads of energy that is described as being the etheric network. And it does relate also to healing, because wherever energy doesn't circulate properly, if it gets congested around certain areas in the body, then this is a place where trouble can erupt, can be found, and particularly today in around the solar plexus region. I think we've mentioned this before, where much energy can be congested, and it can cause problems with the stomach or the liver or the pancreas or whatever.
There's a deeply spiritual component to this whole subject of the etheric body. We speak of the one in whom we live and move and have our being, and that is what we know, whom we know as God. Alice Bailey said it should be carefully borne in mind that the etheric body of every form in nature is an integral part of the substantial form of God himself. Not the dense physical form, but the form-making substance. She said we use the word God to signify the one expression of the one life which animates every form on the outer objective plane. And the etheric or energy body of every human being is an integral part of that etheric body of the planet itself, and consequently of the solar system. And it's through this that we can understand that we are all one. Through this medium, every human being is basically related to every other expression of divinity, no matter how small or how great. And knowing this, I think, should awaken a profound sense of responsibility and of gratitude and an awareness that we are either contributing to the upliftment and the enhancement of the one life, or we are drawing from it and depleting it in ways that are not productive. To me, this is what the science of ecology is trying to demonstrate on a very outer physical level of the planet itself.
Yes, and it's interesting that the whole thing with globalization today is seems to be an affirmation of this interdependence that we have, particularly at the economic level.
And there are a lot of people who resist it.
Right. And but there is this, it's kind of the another manifestation of the etheric network, the interdependence of the all forms in nature, all forms upon the planet, including the planet itself. We are all interdependently related.
And that doesn't automatically mean a good thing, which is, I think, why there is so much suspicion of globalization, because if there are selfish impulses on the part of the dominant players in globalization, we will all suffer.
Right, and you see in globalization, where the economic flow of goods and services are not always smooth.
Right.
And that's another indication
of freely distributed.
Right. And that's a problem of illness, illness of the human family, that we're not distributing, we're not
sharing.
See the need of distributing evenly and equally and sharing. And that is leading to, I think, to a lot of the illness and the problems that we have in the human family right now.
That's a sign of disease right there on the level of the whole human kingdom. The fact that we allow, what is it, 1 in 5 people to live on $1 a day or less. And we allow half the world's people to live on $2 a day or less, while wealth is increasingly being concentrated in the hands of a tiny minority of the world's population. And yet we accept this when it should make us just run screaming into the middle of the street with a bullhorn. It's not right. It's a sign of a deep malaise, I think, this clot that exists is going to cause an attack.
That's what a heart attack does.
Yes.
I mean, it's a clot. Your arteries get clogged up in a spot, and that's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the blood stops flowing.
The life cannot flow.
And
the same thing is happening on the human level.
Right. And the life is electrical energy. And that's what's not flowing.
An important point, I think, to take away from this discussion of the etheric body is not only an understanding of its scientific basis, but of its of how we can contribute. It's a means of service that becomes apparent when we understand it. It explains why meditation done by a group can be such a service to humanity, because it allows a group of minds to focus together on the injection, if you will, of light and love and power into human consciousness to radiate throughout humanity energies of spirituality and upliftment. And this is what the etheric body does. It radiates. It's sometimes called the aura because the sphere of radiation that the etheric body emits is what is known as the aura. That's why the Bible said the shadow of Peter passing by healed. Wouldn't it be lovely if our own aura or shadow could heal our family, our group, our workplace, our community, our nation, our planet? Well, it's up to each of us to work on the energy that we give out so that it will be more healing.
Yes, so it's we're all responsible for the energy that flows through our bodies, and we're a small part of the one whole, but we still have a responsibility to our bodies, the lesser lives within our body, and for ourselves as being a part of the greater life. So, yes, it's all interrelated, and that's what we have to think about it and really sit down and think about that, because it's overwhelming if you can.
Please take advantage of the offer from Lucis Trust, and that's the free paper. It's a gift to you from Lucis Trust, and a lot of people seem to be interested in this topic, the etheric body. And so if you'd like to go into greater depth, just order the free paper, the title of which is The Etheric Body and the Seven Centers. And what you need to do to get a copy of this paper absolutely for free is give us a call at 1-866-695-8247. That's 1-866-695-8247, and ask for The Etheric Body. For the closing, you have been listening to Inner Sight. Now we would like to close with a world prayer called the Great Invocation. It's a call for light and love and goodwill to flow into the world and into our hearts. Let's listen for a moment to these powerful words.
From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into human minds. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into human hearts. May the coming one return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide all little human wills. The purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the human race, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.